Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our series on trying to understand the mindset that brought Chad and Lori Daybell to the place that they did. What was going on with their religious ideology in their mind? We're trying to break all that down in this four-part series. If you're just catching this one, there's two before it. There's going to be one after it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting this podcast. If you're getting it through a podcast, just hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our content coverage here. Or if you're on YouTube, hit subscribe there. Hit the bell so you don't miss any of it. But I would suggest going to piece one and then working your way through so this all makes kind of chronological sense to you on what the hell was going on in the minds of Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell. They weren't just satisfied with believing their own delusions. That's the big thing with this case. It wasn't about them. No. They needed other folks to verify for them their own delusions. Chad and Lori weren't just satisfied with believing their own delusions. They needed an audience. What's the point of being gods if no one's worshiping you, right? So they started recruiting carefully, selectively. They didn't need a lot of followers. They weren't trying to build a mega church or Joel Osteen it up. They just wanted to preach to some, enough to make them feel good about themselves without a lot of expenses. They needed the right people, people who wouldn't question them. People who were already primed to believe in visions, demons, prophecies, people who could be shaped, molded, and turned into true believers. They found them in the same places they had found each other, through LDS prepping circles, end-time study groups, and alternative spiritual communities that leaned in the idea that God was revealing new truths outside of the mainstream church. And they had a system. No one was just involved in their circle. You had to prove yourself. There were tests, loyalty checks, coded language, secret meetings. They didn't come out and just tell you everything all at once. No, they had kind of this Scientology thing going on a little bit. Work your way up. Xenu, surprise! No. They dangled it in front of you piece by piece, letting you feel like you were uncovering something profound, something only a select few would ever be trusted with. At first, it might seem like a simple faith discussion, deep dives into scripture, end times prophecy, the nature of good and evil. Then the conversations would shift. They'd start talking about spiritual rankings, about how some people on earth weren't really who they appeared to be. And if you agreed, if you needed, nodded along, instead of pushing back, they gave you a little bit more. And then came the rituals. Rituals, you say? Yes, rituals with Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell. Wonder what these rituals are all about. Well, they had prayer circles, bringing people together and focusing their spiritual energy. They weren't your typical religious gatherings. They were performances designed to make everyone feel like something powerful was happening. At first, they prayed for protection. Then they started praying for control, for power over dark spirits, for clarity on who was good and who was evil. And then they took it a step further because, you know, there's prayer. But what's prayer if you know some theatrics going on? You really got to make people dive into this one and really separate yourself. It's marketing 101. If you want people to see you as something different than just all the other groups out there praying, theatrics. They held casting ceremonies where they claimed to be expelling demons. If someone was acting out, questioning them, or just not falling in line the way they wanted, they were put through casting sessions because, of course, they were possessed. Everyone would gather, chant prayers, and attempt to remove the dark spirit inside of them. You know, kind of like Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt attempted to do as well. Thank God they were arrested before they could keep their little thing going. Again, also, teed up by the Mormon faith, nothing to see here. It wasn't subtle, it wasn't symbolic. They genuinely believed that certain people were possessed and that they had the power to, you know, get the demons out. If someone still didn't conform after that, well, maybe they weren't influenced by evil. Maybe they were evil. This was where the danger set in, because once they started labeling people beyond saving, once they convinced their followers that some people were no longer really themselves, it wasn't long before those people just kind of, well, disappeared. That was the end game of their cult-like following, believe it or obey, or get cast out, one way or another. And for the ones who couldn't be cast out spiritually, Chad and Lori had another way to free them. For Chad and Lori, murder wasn't murder, it was cleansing, which we learned about already. By the time the bodies started piling up, they had convinced themselves that they weren't just killing people, they were freeing them. They were removing obstacles, making way for their divine mission, ensuring that only the right souls remained for the end times. And they didn't hesitate. First major target, Charles Vallow, Lori's husband, had been a problem for months. He saw what was happening. He watched his wife become someone unrecognizable, spouting insane prophecies, claiming she was the divine being, saying he was possessed by a dark entity. He tried to stop her. He warned people. He even went to the police. But Lori had already rewritten the narrative in her mind. Charles wasn't her husband anymore. He was a zombie, a shell inhabited by an evil spirit named Nick Schneider. And once she said that, his fate was sealed. July 11th, 2019, Charles walked into Lori's home in Arizona. Alex Cox, Lori's brother, was there waiting. Within minutes, Charles was dead, shot twice in the chest by Alex, who claimed self-defense. The police didn't question it much. Lori, standing on the sidewalk after the shooting, was caught on body cam footage, laughing, joking, chatting with officers like nothing had happened. It's really disturbing if you want to find it. There was no grief, no shock, just a woman who was completely detached from the fact that her husband had just been killed inside her house by her brother. Later, text messages between Lori and Chad would show zero emotion about Charles' death. Lori was not mourning, she was celebrating. She had a multi-million dollar life insurance policy on Charles, and she was convinced she would get it. But she wouldn't. Before his death, Charles had quietly changed the beneficiary to his sister. Lori's response when she found out? Well, he was probably taken over by Nick before we got rid of him. Nick Schneider did it, not Charles. Cold, emotionless, the only thing she cared about seemingly was the money. But she didn't have time to dwell on it. She had bigger obstacles to clear. Her own children, well, they were next. Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallo were in the way. Tylee was too smart, too observant. She questioned things. She didn't buy into Lori's nonsense. And that made her a risk. Someone who could expose what was really happening. And J.J.? Well, Lori saw him as a burden as well. A child with special needs. Someone who required care and attention, you know, like kids do. Someone who didn't fit into her new version of the world. They both had to go. And in September of 2019, Lori, Alex, and Chad moved to Rexburg, Idaho. Within weeks, both Tylee and JJ had vanished. No public explanation. No concern. Just gone. Lori told people that JJ was with friends. She claimed Tylee was off living her life. She never reported them missing. Because they really weren't. They were dead. Just no one else knew that fact. And she never looked for them either. Because she already knew where they were. Months later, when investigators finally searched Chad's property, they found two small graves in the backyard. Tylee had been burned, dismembered, and quite literally melted into a Home Depot-type bucket. JJ had been buried in a shallow grave, his body wrapped in plastic and duct tape. Lori? She was on vacation in Hawaii with Chad, acting like none of it happened. This is a picture from their vacation, if you're watching us on YouTube. There were text messages, two horrifying glimpses into how little these murders meant to them. Shortly after Tylee's death, Chad texted Lori, "The fire is out, the backyard is clear." And that was it. No grief, no sadness, just a check it off the list. Task completed. Then came Chad's wife, Tammy. Tammy wasn't supposed to be there anymore either. Chad had been telling Lori for months that Tammy's time was running out. He claimed to have visions that his wife would die soon. He was already planning his life with Lori, and Tammy was just a temporary inconvenience. On October 9th of 2019, someone tried to kill Tammy. She was in her driveway when a masked gunman fired a weapon at her. The gun misfired and Tammy survived. She called the police saying she had been attacked by a man with a paintball gun. 10 days later, she was dead. Chad had claimed that she had died in her sleep. He refused an autopsy and had buried her immediately. 2 weeks later, he and Lori were married in Hawaii. Chad playing a ukulele at the ceremony on the beach. Tammy hadn't even been dead a month, and they were already celebrating their new life together. But by then, law enforcement was starting to pay attention. Tammy's family didn't believe she had just dropped dead out of nowhere. Charles' family had been raising alarms about JJ and Tylee's disappearance, and Chad and Lori were leaving behind too many bodies, too many lies, too many questions. Their world was starting to collapse. Investigators started digging deeper, and what they found was a horrifying pattern of elimination. Anyone who got in their way, anyone who disrupted their plans, anyone who was no longer useful, was simply removed. They didn't see these deaths as crimes. They saw them as necessary steps towards greater purpose. But reality was finally catching up to them. As soon as their delusions wouldn't protect them anymore, Chad and Lori didn't build a cult in the traditional sense. There was no compound, no mass gatherings, no grand sermons in front of hundreds of people. But make no mistake, it was a cult. Just a very small, dangerous one. They didn't need a crowd. They only needed a handful of people who believed in them so completely they would do anything, literally anything they asked. And they got there through manipulation, through psychological control, through creating a world where they alone held the truth, and everyone else was lost in the darkness. It started with fear. Chad and Lori painted a picture of an imminent apocalypse. They made it sound urgent, unavoidable, and terrifying. The world was ending. Civilization would collapse. Only a select group of people, the ones who truly understood what was coming, would survive. And that's how they hooked people, because fear is powerful. If you convince someone that danger is right around the corner, that the world is on the edge of destruction, you don't have to do much else. They will cling to anything that promises safety. Chad and Lori were that promise. They didn't just warn people about the end. They presented themselves as the only ones who would guide them through it. And when somebody accepted that premise, they were all in. But fear alone wasn't enough. There had to be flattery, too. I mean, come on, you gotta, like, keep this up. No one wants to believe they're just another person in the crowd, just another face on the billions of souls on Earth. They want to feel special, damn it. They want to feel chosen. That's exactly what Chad and Lori offered. They told their followers they were the elect, that they had been chosen before birth to play a role in the most important event in human history, that their souls were more advanced, more enlightened, and that those around them, they just weren't up to par, that they had been sent here for that divine purpose. It wasn't just follow us. It was, you are part of something bigger than yourself, you are chosen, and we are the only ones who know why. Once someone believed that, well, doubt kind of became a thing of the past. Because when someone tells you that you're important, that you're special, that you're the one of only a few who truly understand the truth, you don't want to give that up. You fight to protect it. And that's where the confirmation bias locked them in. Because once people committed to Chad and Lori's version of reality, they just kind of filtered out anything that didn't fit. This is kind of turning into a guide on how to start a cult, if you haven't noticed, by the way. I'm kind of noticing that as I'm going on. I'm like, someone's going to start a cult after listening to this because they are pretty much getting the game plan. If someone tried to point out the flaws of their beliefs, they weren't a concerned friend. They were a dark spirit trying to lead them astray. If a prophecy didn't come true, it wasn't a mistake. It was a test of faith. Interesting way here to focus failures back to a positive light. That's, if only you could use that like in a business sense, you know? If Lori's own children disappeared, it wasn't a horrifying crime. It was a necessary step in the plan. Every single piece of evidence that should have snapped them out of it was twisted to reinforce their delusion instead. And that's how they eliminated their moral compass. Because normal people, rational, decent people, don't kill their own families. But Chad and Lori weren't operating in normal reality anymore. They had rewritten morality itself. In their minds, what they were doing wasn't evil. It was holy. And that's the most dangerous thing about religious fanaticism. It doesn't just excuse violence, it sanctifies it. Chad and Lori had convinced themselves that they were fulfilling God's will, that every lie, every manipulation, every murder was not only justified, it was righteous. They believed they were operating on a higher level than the rest of the world, beyond human laws, beyond human ethics, and that's why nothing could stop them. Not logic, not reason, not even the horrific reality of what they were doing. Because they didn't see murder as murder. They saw it as a spiritual warfare. And in their minds, they had already won. There's one more chapter in this story. One more they're going to break down as we continue to try and understand the beliefs of Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell. Or as we also like to say, Chad and Lori Daybell, WTF. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are getting podcasts so you don't miss the last chapter in the series and all of the cases that we're covering for you here on our podcast channels and on YouTube as well. If you're there, press the subscribe button, hit the bell so you don't miss any of our notifications and our updated videos as we put many out every single day. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was the perfect wife. always smiling, always supportive. A pillar of the community, beloved by friends, adored by family, and secretly researching undetectable poisons in her spare time. Maybe it was the way he chewed. Maybe she just got bored. Or maybe, just maybe, she had been planning this since the honeymoon. But if he had just paid attention, if he had just known what to look for, if he had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and learned the red flags, he could have heard every episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Ad-free, and before everyone else, he could have seen it coming. Instead, he's 6 feet under, and she's shopping for husband number two. Don't be like him. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.